Station 1. This may come as a bit of a surprise for a nature study, but please turn around and look across the street. What you're looking at is the Wilmington Wastewater Plant. As you might guess, it's the spot where human waste is removed before the water is given back to nature at Lytle Creek. From there, the water returns to the ecosystem, where it's used all over again, so it had better be clean. One might ask, why not just dump it in the creek? Aren't water bodies self-cleaning? Not nearly as efficiently as people once thought. And the answer to that question lies in understanding how ecosystems work. Tiny microorganisms live naturally in water bodies, just like in Lytle Creek. They're supposed to be there, in the right amount. When plants and animals die in the creek, those microbugs take care of decomposing the corpses by eating them. This process returns nutrients from formerly living things back into the environment, so the next round of life can have its turn. There's just one catch. As they eat the corpses, the bugs, metaphorically, take a breath in between bites. Consequently, the oxygen level present in the water decreases as they eat. The more there is for the microorganisms to eat, the less oxygen there is in Lytle Creek. Everything else in the creek's web of life depends on that water having enough oxygen. And this is a great example of what can happen when we alter the food chain on a very low level. You create the potential for compounding chain reactions. If our waste was dumped into the creek, the bugs would feast and reproduce so quickly that the creek's oxygen level would plummet and take with it all the life that relies on that water. And that's not all. At a strictly human level, a variety of pathogens in our waste would spell trouble for anyone who comes in contact with it, unless first treated by the plant. So, how does this facility remove our wastes and protect the creek? By mimicking the natural process we just talked about. In concrete pools, known as clarifiers, they grow bugs, just like the ones in the stream. Our liquefied waste is fed to the clarifiers bugs, so there'll be nothing left for the stream bugs to eat, other than the amount of matter that decays in the creek naturally. Part of the plant's chemical process then causes the clarifier bugs, which now embody what was human waste, to stick together and become dense enough to be easily removed and converted to biosolids. This is then applied to farmland, as our waste reinvests its nutrients back into the soil so it can be used yet again. And unlike the stream whose oxygen supply is fixed, the clarifier water is artificially oxygenated so the bugs can dine and reproduce perpetually. So in a wonderful example of biomimicry, what you are looking at is a bug farm. Yep, they're bug farmers. And the proper operation of this facility is pivotal to the health of our local waters. And Lytle Creek is merely one portion of our water that we can visually see. ¶¶